Hello and welcome to a new episode and a new season of Release. I'm your host, Adriana, and I'm so honored and grateful that you've taken the time to listen to what I have to say. And today, I want to start off with a thank you. We are on season 6 of Release. That is crazy. Every time there's a new season, I always talk about how when I started, I had no idea what I would talk about. But now this is episode 51, and I have found things to talk about. So I am grateful that the divine is speaking through me continuously, and I will continue to practice releasing my ego and speaking about what needs to be spoken about in time. Today, I want to talk about shame. I know I have an episode about shame and guilt. I believe I have 2 episodes about shame and guilt. But I want to talk about shame being the thing that may be standing in your way of healing. So, recently, I have been going through a massive awakening, a massive ego death, ego dissolution, and it has been showing me the ways in which my ego has been enlarged in ways that I didn't even perceive it as being egotistical, as being ego-filled. Shame is a very large ego-filled feeling. And I have been breaking that down for a little while. And now I finally have the words to articulate it, or I'm going to try my best to articulate it. So, recently, I have been going through, like I said, this process of uprooting the parts of my ego that no longer serve me, and that has come with facing things that I have attached a lot of shame to, and things that I have tacked onto my identity. I have talked about being sexually assaulted on here, being raped, and that has been something that I have carried with me for a very long time. And because I grew up in the church, I have a lot of shame. I have a lot of shame because I'm like, okay, it happened at a party. I shouldn't have been at a party. I was drinking. I shouldn't have been drinking. Putting off or making a list of all the things that I shouldn't have been doing. I was just basically gaslighting myself. Lots and lots of gaslighting. And that has been a burden that I have carried for a very long time. So with that being said, I have gone through this process of, I've been going through the 5 stages of grief. And the 2nd stage of grief is anger. And I've realized that I was kind of skipping around the anger in many ways. And now I am feeling the anger, and the anger is very justifiable, and the anger is very sacred, and we do need to feel the anger. And I have been kind of working through that anger, working through the anger towards myself as well, feeling angry with myself because I didn't give myself space to feel, because again, I was clouded by so much shame, clouded by the fact that I would just be seen as a victim
And I spent so much time trying to hide that and try my best to not be seen as a victim or someone to be pitied. But the reality of it is that it is something that happened to me. I'm not a victim. It is something that happened to me because someone that I was around that I would trust to not hurt me did hurt me. And that is just a part of my story. And I'm just coming to terms with other things that have happened and seeing how not giving my pain space, and because shame makes you shrink. And if you ever like see a parent scolding a child, you will see how, or even if someone is critiqued, doesn't have to be a child, you will see how their bodies literally coil, like they'll make themselves smaller. And when it comes to emotional shame as well, we try to shrink our pain to make it digestible. And I was doing just that. I was trying to shrink my pain into a little box and trying to say, okay, yeah, this has happened to me, but you know, like I can handle it. I've handled many other sad and hard and difficult things before, so this would be no different. But this is very, 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 very different. And I'm learning to give my pain space, give it space to say, yes, I'm in pain and these are the feelings that I'm feeling. And to a friend of mine said she had to allow herself to go off the rails in order to reel it all back in. And I was trying my best to keep myself composed when I wasn't going through the emotion. I wasn't giving my pain space. And I realized that because I wasn't giving myself space, I was allowing myself to fall into those same traps of pain. Because with that shame came so much guilt and so much self-blame, gaslighting, so much pressure being put on myself by me that I just found myself getting into situations that literally said, hey, you're punishing yourself. Why do you keep punishing yourself? Like over and over, I'm looking at these situations and I'm saying that it came to a point where I really had to be like, is it that, what is it that you think that you really truly deserve? Because after that happening, I felt like at some points I didn't feel like I existed. I didn't even feel like I deserved to be here on earth. I didn't feel worthy of even existing because it just ruined a lot of what I thought people were like and how I wanted to give everybody the benefit of the doubt. And before this even happened, this person was coming on to me and had apologized profusely after being told that I wasn't interested. And then they turn around and do this. So it's like, even if somebody may seem genuine, like you never really know someone's intentions. So that was a whole thing to deal with as well. Having other people basically tell me that it never happened, that I must have gotten it wrong. Just a lot of people denying that it had happened, and again, me gaslighting myself, etc., 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 and it kind of going in this spiral, in this loop. But after finishing school and now having less distractions and more time to more time to myself, more time alone, more time just pondering, I've realized that really and truly the first step, and again, I've talked about this, it's all coming full circle, but is self-forgiveness. I have an episode on self-forgiveness. But really and truly saying, trauma rewires your brain. Trauma changes you. And I was living in fight or flight mode. I was so deep in fight or flight that I couldn't even see the ways in which I was harming myself, because again, I feel like it was disassociation. Like, it really does feel like now I'm finally coming back online, because before I feel like I was just a robot in a human's body. Like, people saw me, but I just wasn't there fully. And recently I felt like now things are starting to click in a way where now that I am being, I'm not gonna say forced, but I'm being strongly urged to give myself that space, and now I'm finally allowing myself to reach out for help, and now I'm finally allowing myself to not try to heal, but allowing myself to sit in the pain and sit in the muck and the gunk, and to see like really what's happening. Because the first step of healing really and truly is to see where you're at, have a clear idea, a clear understanding of what is actually going on with you, so that you are able to really start from where you need to start. And if you don't have a clear idea of what is going on with you, then you have no real starting point, because you may be starting from a place that you may have already healed, or you may have already done that, or that's not what you need to focus on at the moment. So the first step is to be honest with yourself. And honesty also brings so much shame, to say, yeah, this is the shit that I'm in. And it really sucks. It sucks a lot. And I mean, you are supposed to, and you deserve to live a life that is full of love, true, deep, honest love. And that starts with you. That starts with seeing how you love yourself and recognizing that that love is something that exists, but it starts with you. And going out to other people to get that love is never going to satisfy you. Other people loving you is amazing and beautiful and great and such a gift, but if someone is loving you deeply and truly and you don't know what love looks like, and you have not loved yourself, you will reject that love. Or you may accept something that kind of looks like love, because you're kind of giving yourself love under a guise as well. So it's extremely important that you pay attention to the quality of love that you're giving yourself and the quality of love that you're accepting from others. And it's going to take time, but we have to start from somewhere, and we have to start from relinquishing the shame and telling ourselves that we deserve to heal. We deserve to heal. I spent so much time telling myself that I deserved what happened to me because I was in the wrong place at the wrong time. And that is not a healthy mindset to have. But again, I didn't deserve it. And if you are also someone that has experienced this or experienced anything that has happened to you without your consent, you did not deserve that. But the first step is to really truly believe that you do not deserve it, and then working on, okay, how do I practice finding things that I do deserve? How do I practice loving myself? How do I practice going into spaces that I know that I do deserve? How do I start cutting off people who don't show me that I deserve love? How do I start doing these things to show myself love? And it's going to take a lot of work. And I'm not saying that to discourage you. I'm saying that to remind you that it is a process, and it begins the moment that you decide that it begins, and the moment that you decide to put in the work. And some days you're going to be exhausted. Some days you're going to be like, I'm tired of this healing shit. I just want to live. It is important. It is so important that you do not give up, because it's not going to happen in one day or 1 week or 1 month or maybe even 1 year. But it's important that every single part of the process, you are wholly putting yourself into it. And you 6 months from now is going to look a lot different than you now. And you a year from now is going to look a lot different than the you now. But we are allowed to shake things off, and we are allowed to move into new versions of ourselves, as long as we begin with giving ourselves permission. So give yourself permission to heal. And with that being said, thank you for listening. Thank you for being here. Thank you for your commitment to your healing journey. Thank you for showing up for yourself. I love you so, 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 so much. And I'll catch you in the next episode. Bye.